Top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. Serious.
Blog Talk Radio, can you hear me this morning? Now. Can you hear me now? Text me back if you can hear me. Yes? Okay. My scripture this morning was Matthew chapter 10, verse 38 and 39. Praise God. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Praise the Lord. I gotta take back up where I went off at yesterday. Because of the fact that I got, well, not a lot, but it's a lot to me. If I get over 5 texts or emails that tell me that they heard a name when I said call that name out, but I actually got about 11. And so I thought about it. And I thought, well, you know, I guess I'd be like this guy on this song right here when he was sitting at the bus stop thinking about Jesus.
Well, I was waiting on platform 9, 'cause the boys gotta pay his dues, and I was sitting there killing time. I was doodling on my shoes, and I was noodling on this song. I was humming it all along, and when the bus finally came, I put my book away, and I didn't get back home till dawn. Where would I go without you, without you to guide my way? Where would I be without you? I'd be wandering day by day. When the garbage truck woke me up, I remembered this simple tune. I filled up my coffee cup, and I greeted the afternoon. 'Cause every day is a brand new start, and the sun always warms my heart. When I got on the bus, I wrote this one for us, so we might never be apart. Where would I go without you, without you to guide my way? Where would I be without you? I'd be wandering day by day. Still, where would I go without you, without you to guide my way? Where would I be without you? I'd be wandering day by day. I'd be wandering day by day.
Yeah. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. When I was going down for the last time, He reached down and rescued me. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to play this song. I believe I'm going to do a little bit more witchcraft deliverance this morning. I thank God for bringing it to my attention. So just enjoy this song. I'm going to come back. I'm going to do a little bit more witchcraft deliverance. The craft is under our feet.
Through with me yet. Oh, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. God is not through with me yet.
just don't like me because you don't like me. I have never done anything to you, but you just don't like me. I'm not angry with you about that. I'm asking you, please, if I'm not all you think I should be, if I'm not as deep as you think I ought to be, you know why?
I think I need to play that one more time for those of you with that criticizing, judgmental, know everything and all there is to know. Be patient with me. God is not through with me yet.
Through with me yet. Oh, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Oh, when God gets through with me, when God gets through with me, I shall come forth. I shall come forth as pure gold. God is not through with me yet. Be patient with me.
I'll be what he wants me.
I'm going to play one more song. When I finish this song, I want you to ask the Lord to reveal to you any hidden witchcraft operating through or sent to you by any person living or dead. And then when I come back after this song, we're just going to deal with it swiftly. Get rid of it.
Hey, let me hear you say it. And leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be
alright. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be
alright. So everything that you've been worried about, you need him to work it out. He'll work it out, yeah. All of your burdens, bring them all down, yeah. You're gonna get it. You need relief. You're tired of the pressure.
Yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
Haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over. Leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
Jesus, you said in your word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I'm calling upon you this morning for deliverance from any and all hidden transgressions. Anyone, living or dead, that has enacted outside of your will, your law, transgressed against me. This morning, in the name of Jesus, I call that act and those persons to judgment. According to 1 Corinthians 4 and 5, reveal the hidden things this morning. Now, some of you, it was already revealed yesterday. Thank God for that. God can deliver you anytime he starts delivering anyone. But in the name of Jesus, Father God, I ask you to reveal to them right now by name, by address, who they are and what they are that has transgressed against them. I'm asking you to give them their name right now, Holy Spirit. Tell them who it is, and tell them their name by name. Reveal their name. And right now, whatever that name you heard, Father God, some of them can't hear. I command a deaf and dumb demon, go! Get out. I break the power and the spirit of the deaf and dumb demon right now. I break the power and the spirit of Baleo in the name of Jesus. I break the power of transgressions in the name of Jesus. Anyone that has transgressed toward anyone on this line this morning, I break the power of that spirit. According to 1 John 3 and 8, Lord Jesus, you said, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, to destroy the works of the devil. I declare that as sin against whomever you bring in that hidden thing out, Lord Jesus. Your word says that you will reveal all things. You said in Exodus 33, 21 and through 23, when Moses asked you, you said there's a place by you, and we shall stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass that while your glory passes by, that you would put us in a place in the cleft of the rock, and that you will cover us with your hand while you pass by. And you'll take away your hand, and that we'll see your back parts, but your face would not be seen. Well, Lord God, the witches have tried to pervert this scripture. So today I ask you, in the name of Jesus, uncover and expose hidden witchcraft. Reveal unto them through your glory who and or what has transgressed against them, against any person under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus. I command every hindering spirit, every binding spirit, and any and all spirits of transgression to manifest yourself right now and tell the person whose body you in, tell them your name. Tell them your name right now. If it's anybody that's bold enough to come on Blog Talk and let me open up your mic so I can use you to monitor what I'm doing, if you post your number here in the speaker, or if you text me at 843-217-2246. That's 843-217-2246. So I can use you to monitor what's happening. I appreciate it. 843. No, is that my number? 217. Jessica, 217-2246. 843-217-2246. This morning, be bold in the Lord. Put this stuff on the altar. I'm going to go back to the blog talk and see if I have anybody. But don't call the name out. You don't have to call the name out. Okay. Jose, you going to just do it from across the room? But they can't hear you on the blog talk. 843-217-2246. But Jose is volunteering here with me in the office. Okay. Are you going to do it over the phone? The person that just texted me and said, I heard a new name I had never thought of. Are you going to do it over the phone? Yes, okay. On the blog talk? Don't worry about it, sister. I'm going to do this often. We're going to the mission, tear down witchcraft. Okay. I'm going back over to the blog talk. Okay. Now, whatever came to mind, the Holy Spirit, God's own Holy Spirit in you, knows that there is something hidden, that there is some way hidden, that person is working witchcraft or has worked witchcraft, or they have transgressed you spiritually, and those spirits are still operating. So, who is this, please? Okay, then I got you on the phone, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I got you on the phone, and I'm going to put, let me see here. I got Jose in the office with me. You on the phone, and I'm going to put Jessica on here on the blog talk. Jessica, your mic is open, okay?
Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for being courageous. All right. I command the spirit of whatever those names were that you heard. They are in your soul. They are working against you. And God has called them to judgment. God is going to deliver your soul this morning according to Psalm 23:3, where God says, He restoreth my soul. Now, the name that you heard, if it's familiar to you, then you know that person. If it is unfamiliar, I'm going to say this right now. The name of that witch that manifested or that is transgressing the soul of these people, do they know you? Yes or no? Do they know you?
Yes.
Do they know you? No. Do they know you? Answer me in the name of Jesus. They know you. How do they? No, no. They don't know you. You work with them. Well, how did you do witchcraft on them at the job? How'd you do it? How did you do it to Charlene? How did you do it? What did you use? What did you use on her?
Manipulation and control.
Manipulation and control. Through what? How? What? What? You work with her on her job. Are you a supervisor or something?
Yes.
Okay, so why did you do the witchcraft? You don't. You don't want her there with what?
Because she carries the light of Jesus Christ.
Uh huh. She carries the light, and you recognized it.
Yes, and I hope I'm doing this right.
Don't worry about it, sister. You're about to get free. Ain't no wrong way to do it. This thing, this is the way witches work. They operate through the soulless realm. Now tell her what you did to attack her soul. How did you get in her soul? What did you do specifically?
She is nice. I just had to talk to her and tried to manipulate a lot and turn people against her. But she's recognizing it, and I'm just using everything I have.
Uh-huh. Are you a witch?
Yes.
Mm. You a witch. Was your mama a witch?
I don't know.
Was your mama a witch? Answer me. Just tell me what you're hearing.
Yes.
Yeah. How far back in the bloodline does this witchcraft go in your family?
Far back as I can remember.
Uh-huh. And I'm talking to the spirit now. How long, this familiar spirit of witchcraft, how long have you been in this family line? I command you to answer me in the name of Jesus.
Three generations.
Three generations. That would be your mom. That would be you, your mama, and your grandma. It probably goes further than that. God is calling you to judgment. God is calling every spirit of witchcraft transgression. Every spirit that is transgressed against anybody in the area of their soul or their physical body with illness and sickness and dis-ease. I bind up these spirits of transgression that are operating through transgression. I bind up these witches. I bind up this witchcraft spirit right now. I command, wait, one more thing. What part of her body do you live in? Tell her. Tell her, I command you. What part of her body do you live in?
The back.
When you came, the back, her hands. What else?
The back, the hands.
The back, the hands. So when you came in, you brought disease to her back and to her hands. Who taught you how to do this?
My mom.
Yes. I bind up this, three generations. It would be the person, the mama, and the grandmama. I bind up these spirits. I call you to judgment. God has called you to judgment. I bind you to the pit until the day of Jesus Christ. Get out. Go! Get out. Get out. Go! All the way out. All the way out the back, the lower back, come off the spine, the spinal column, come off the brainstem, come off the nerves and the nervous system, the nerves that come off of the back. Get out. Get out. Take disease with you. Go and take pain. I command all the pain. Come out the back right now. Go. Go. I break your power off the hands, the fingers, the wrists, the arms. Go right now in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Get out. All transference of spirits from any witches, all witches living or dead, and all spirits that have transferred through the name that you heard just now. Go. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Go.
Feet and legs.
I command all the witchcraft out the feet right now in the name of Jesus and come off the legs. Go. Come off the feet and the legs. Go. Go. Each one of you, I bind you up name by name, person by person, witch by witch, transgression by transgression, and I command you, go. Get out. Get out. Get out. Go. Go. God has called you to judgment. God has called you to judgment. God has called you to judgment. Get out right now. Get out. Get out. All the way out. All the way out. According to the power of God and by his own Holy Spirit, get out the feet. Get out the legs in the name of Jesus. Get out the hands in the name of Jesus. Get out the back in the name of Jesus. Go. 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 The word of God in 1 John 3 and 8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Go. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Come on out. Come on out. Come on out. Go, 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 go. Loose the mind. Loose the mind. Loose the mind. Get out the mind. Go. Get out the mind. Go. Loose the mind. Come on out. Let God's people go in the name of Jesus. Let them go. I break your power by the power of God's own Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Get out. Go. Go. Workplace witchcraft. The Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Airway spirits, go. 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 All airways witchcraft spirits. The Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Jesus is
work,
yep.
To make it go their way.
Yep.
They want them who they don't want them.
That's right.
And intimidate it.
But it won't be any longer because you're going to walk in with the glory of God. You're going to bust it up in the workplace. Go! Get out. Get out. We break your power. I hear witchcraft from a divorcee. Somebody divorced somebody and they put some serious witchcraft on them. Witchcraft from a divorcee, we break your power in the name of Jesus. We destroy it right now, Lord God, by your own Holy Spirit. Come in, flood. You say when the enemy comes in, like a flood, you'll raise up a standard against them. Go! Get out. Get out. This divorcee witchcraft, the Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I break the power of all love potions, love magic, love witchcraft, go. Go. I hear.
It was rumored that she was married to a white guy, and she was very, very bitter, and you can stop me at any time. I'm not trying to interfere with what God is doing. And that's what it was wrong with.
I break the power of the spirit of bitterness and resentment coupled with witchcraft. Go. Go. Yeah, okay, so that's where that divorcee stuff come in. Yep. Go. Get out. Get out. We break it right now. We break it right now. And
asking me questions yesterday. Do you have a husband? Do you have a boyfriend? Who do you like?
None of your business. Which I hope you ain't telling your business.
I didn't tell her nothing important, nothing at all.
Well, if we break the agreement, all she's trying to do was get an agreement with you so she could come on in. We break any agreement and all agreement and every agreement with witches through questions. They nosy, and they want to know your business so they can work it against you. In the name of Jesus, we break that agreement right now. Go. We break it and destroy it. We break it. Every evil eye, every eye contact that manifested in transference of witchcraft. Go. Get out. Get out. Get out. Go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. The Lord God rebuke you. The Lord God rebuke you. The Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We break your power. I also want to break the power of that witchcraft that is put on any woman that has ever been inappropriately touched, or raped, or molested. You see, that's a form of witchcraft, of familiar spirits transference. Any woman under the sound of my voice that has been inappropriately touched, raped, molested, or sexually abused. Go! Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Go. I told you to go all the way out. I break that spirit right now. Go. I break that spirit of woman hater and man hater. You know what kind of demon you are. It ain't got nothing to do with no kind of gender. It's an evil spirit that rests on people that's been, has nothing to do with sex. Boom! Get out. But it rests on people that have been abused. I break the power of witchcraft that has been come through verbal abuse. Get out. Get out. Go. All the way out. Keep going. Keep going out. Keep going out. Come off the back. Come off the legs. Come off the buttocks. Go. Come off the ankles. Pain. Go. Come off the wrists. Get out. Get out right now in the name of Jesus. Keep going. Keep going out. All the way out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All transference of spirits, the Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. What you waiting for? Get out. All the way up and out. 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 Get out. I break your power. I break the misery that transferred from that witchcraft. I break the poverty that transferred from that witchcraft. I break the power of every spirit of ill will and dis-ease. Go. 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 Ill will. Get out. Get out. Get out. Go. 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 Keep going. And this for you, witches and devils and demons. There comes rest from the Lord. To a point where Jesus fights our battles. All the way out. I break the power of the spirit of the usurper, witchcraft usurping. Get out. Go. Witchcraft usurping. The Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get out. He's the spirit of the usurper. Get out. Go. All the way in the name of Jesus. Out. Bye. Mm-hmm. I break the spirit of witchcraft that goes across a person and goes over a person. Right now, I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus to your whole anterior. I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus to your posterior. And I cut off witchcraft that goes across and over. And I bind up all those spirits. Go! Get out. Get out. Get out. Go. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. I break the power of witchcraft that goes across and over. Go. I break the power of witchcraft that comes down from the moon, the lunar witchcraft, through constellations, stars, the moon. Go. Get out. Get out. Go. We break your power right now. We break your power. We break your power. Now, Father God, fill and refill every area that's been emptied out with the power of your own Holy Spirit. Fill, God. Fill. Fill. Fill them up afresh, anew. And, Lord God, give them double for their trouble. Lord God, open up their spiritual eyes to see, spiritual ears to hear. And I thank you for victory over all the power of the devil in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you.
God is not through with me yet. Oh, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. God is not through with me yet. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet.
He can't do it.
He can't do it.
I'll be. be a little patient with me, because God is not through with me yet. Be a little patient with me, because God is not through with me yet. Now when the Lord gets through with me, when the Lord gets through with me, I shall come forth just like pure gold.
Can I say it one more time? Some of you just don't like me because you don't like me. I have never done anything to you, but you just don't like me. I'm not angry with you about that. I'm asking you, please, if I'm not all you think I should be, if I'm not as deep as you think I ought to be, you know why?
Yeah. Bye.
see you tomorrow on the 10 line if the Lord say the same. Praise God.